Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call and the doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Well, good evening, good day to everyone that's listening. Welcome to a new episode of Disney Plus Take 4. Today we are Take 4 minus 1, which is back to Take 3. I think my math is still good. So yeah. I am your host, Steve, and I'm also here with my co-host, Rick. Rick, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. And we also have our co-host, Bill. Bill, how are ya?
I am doing excellent today.
Cool. All right. So we're ready to talk about what's coming up in the month of August, which is unbelievably not that far away.
Yeah, I know.
So, anyway.
Just around the corner.
Wow. And it was just my birthday 3 weeks ago.
Crickets.
Anyway, all right. Let's start with what's going on at the beginning of August. Bill, you want to take us in?
Yeah, I'll do that. Because we want to shake it up again, or they want to shake it up again. Our premieres start out on Wednesday, August 4th. Mm-hmm. Again, that's Wednesday for all those who are playing at home. We start out with America's Funniest Home Videos Animal Edition, Season 1. Caesar Milan, Better Human, Better Dog. Season 1, I guess, two of the episodes. One's Fit for Service and one's One Brick at a Time. Huh. And then Disney Junior's Fancy Nancy.
Okay. Has anyone seen that one? Fancy Nancy.
Fancy Nancy, yeah, I've seen it.
You know, I think you've even mentioned that before. So what's that one about? I'm just curious, because I have not, and I want to know if it's all right for almost senior citizen person to watch that.
It should be all right.
Okay.
I mean, my kids are a little bit too old for it. The little girl my wife babysits watches it, though.
Okay, but it's a Disney Junior
kind of. Oh, yeah, she took the place of maybe Handy Manny or Sophia at the Hollywood and Vine character meal.
Got it. All right. Now, going back to the first thing you mentioned, Bill, America's Funniest Home Videos, the animal edition. Do you know who hosts that?
Yes, so I do, because I've seen episodes of it.
Cool.
And of course, I can't think of his name right now.
It's not Ribeiro, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's Alfonso Ribeiro. No.
Alfonso, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he hosts it. I mean, it's entertaining, and it's pretty much what it says it is. It's America's Funniest Home Videos, but with animals. And who doesn't love animals doing silly things?
Me. No, it's funnier when the humans are with the animals doing the silly things.
Oh. I don't know. I just like the funny animals. Animals they're so much better. Mm. And you could check my TikTok account how many times I watch funny animals doing funny things on TikTok. So.
Yep.
Oh, me next. We go to the season 2 premiere of Short Circuit Shorts. This is the second season. This is where they team up the talented artists at Walt Disney Animation Studios, and basically anyone can pitch an idea and do it, and then they make it happen. I haven't had the chance to watch season 1, but it's definitely on my to-do list. Kind of harkens back to the original days, I guess, with Walt would just team up, take someone who's from an animator and say, oh, you're going to design a ride for me, or a song on the ride, or something like that. And people are like, that's not my thing.
Right.
And it works, you know. So yeah, it's, like I said, I haven't seen season one, but season two is here, and it's definitely something that must be watched, I think. Sorry.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. They're really good. Yeah. And all of these, the ones that are coming up, kind of have, I mean, everything's different. So you get, you basically have a different director on every show. So even the animation can be different, but they're all worth giving a good watch. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, because, I mean, even some of the names are really cool.
Yeah.
You want to go through those?
We could, but I somehow deleted them.
Not a problem. Because you've got, like...
Go for it.
There's Dinosaur Barbarian.
Yeah.
Going Home.
Okay.
Well, I guess Dinosaur Barbarian is Battling Evil is all in a day's work for Dinosaur Barbarian. But what about taking out the trash? Sometimes even a superhero hero needs to clean up his act. And then Going Home, a story about growing up and the meaning of home, in which a young adult repeatedly visits his hometown. But with every new arrival, he starts to face the inevitable change. Crosswalk, a law-abiding citizen must find his inner strength to cross the street at a light that won't change.
Oh, gosh. So,
yeah. Okay. That sounds like Sheila.
I'm just thinking anybody with an OCD, which is everybody at some point. Can you imagine that? I'm a law-abiding citizen. Oh, the light.
I've been at a stoplight that wouldn't change that I went through, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that a couple months ago, as a matter of fact. The green light.
I didn't want to wait to change.
That's a little different. That's not OCD. That's just impatience.
Songs to Sing in the Dark.
Okay.
Two creatures living in the depths of a dark cave engage in a battle of acoustic one-upmanship. As things escalate, they come to realize they are stronger together.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. And then number two to Kettering. On a dreary, ordinary morning, a girl learns how the power of laughter can lift even the most sullen among her fellow bus riders along their journey to Kettering.
Kettering? Oh, yeah. Kettering, that's in England, UK, for all our UK listeners. We know where it's at because it's south of Leicester. A little southwest of Peterborough.
It's also in Ohio.
Yeah, but that's not... Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's where that one's at. Oh, I just wasted a lot of time.
It's okay. One of the two. Let's go with that.
Okay. Bill?
I can hear you, Steve. I think Bill's ignoring you, though.
Hello?
I can hear Steve. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi.
Am I off?
Can you hear... Steve, can you hear us? Steve cannot hear us. Steve. Bill?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Steve. Crickets.
Well, I guess in the old Broadway tradition, the show must be on. I don't know.
On with the show. All right. Well, then, let's continue on.
Yeah, let's continue on.
You're on Chippendale.
Part yeah, Life. Chippendale. We have Chippendale, another episode of Chippendale Park Life. I guess that started... No, it hasn't shown yet in this month. In July. This is episode two. So I was going to ask you if you've seen any of them, but I guess you can't. It starts
on Friday.
Yeah, on Friday. You got Marvel Studios Legends, new episode of that. Featuring Peggy Carter, the Avengers Initiative, and the Ravengers. And then we have Monsters at Work, episode 106.
So I can hear them.
You can hear us now, Steve?
Oh, now you can hear me. Okay, I apologize.
We could hear you the whole time. You couldn't hear us.
No. And then And then there was minutes where I kept saying, hello, 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 and no one was answering. I thought maybe you were just ignoring me. You didn't want me on the show because you were carrying on.
We're trying to get it done.
All right, carry on.
So then we have Monsters at Work, episode 106, The Vending Machine. Have either of you guys seen any of the Monsters at Work episodes yet?
Love them. Yeah, I'm at, I think, 3. I really enjoy it. It's really good.
My my daughter likes them. I haven't decided. We've only watched, I think, 2 of them. But, I mean, they're definitely not. I mean, the animation's good. And
yeah.
I think they're actually, you know, the right voices. So, yeah, it's definitely worth watching. And then you got, here's a Turner and Hooch episode 103. Again, have any of you guys, either one of you seen Turner and Hooch yet?
No.
Yeah. No.
Not one I want to watch. I actually did like, I actually did like the movie when it came out years ago. So I am interested to check it out at least and see what's going on. And that's the end of our Wednesday premieres for August 4th. So, Rick, you're up.
No, you still get Friday.
Oh, well, you didn't say that. I thought, jeez.
Well, it's only 2 days.
Come on, that's why they're highlighted.
Could you tell the 3 of us haven't worked together in a while? We're a little rusty, at least I am. Okay, Friday,
I guess,
August.
I guess our partner that's not here is not the only one that's snake bit, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so we go Friday, August 6th. How could I not get the Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2 and 3? Cool. And number 3 has the title too, Viva La Fiesta. So it has to be good.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay's Uncharted season 3. Episode Finland's Midnight Sun. Then we have the killer shark versus a killer whale.
Hmm.
And then we have Steve's favorite movie, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. That's a wonderful thing.
It's like watching Sheila, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just yeah, like it. With good makeup.
Going on. Then we have the season finale of The Mysterious Benedict Society. And then episode 115 of the Star Wars The Bad Batch. And then okay. I think I am done now.
Has anyone seen The Mysterious Benedict Society yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I've seen every episode so far.
I'm on 3. Unfortunately, I end up watching it when it's too late. I don't make it all the way through. But I really enjoy it. I think the kid actors are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Tony Hale's Tony Hale. So I can't, it's hard not to see him as like trying to talk like Forky, but I'm really enjoying that one. Matter of fact, it's probably what I'll hit tonight.
Yeah. I'm kind of bummed out because we're going on vacation and I'm going to miss the next 2 episodes. I'm going to have to wait until I get back to watch.
What? Where are you going? South Pole where they don't have internet?
I don't like messing with bringing a Roku and stuff to hook up to the TVs.
Oh. So where the heck are you
going? A Universal Disney World.
Oh.
I'm literally going to see you on Thursday.
Oh, no one said you were coming.
Oh, okay.
No, it's going to be good. We're going to have a good time Thursday in Columbia.
Lexington. Country.
Yeah, or Lexington, yeah. And that's South Carolina, not the country Columbia or the city of Lexington, Virginia or Kentucky. If anyone's out there and you want to join us, it's going to be too late because we've already been there.
That's right.
So, All right. So next, Wednesday, starting August 11th. Let me take this, or Rick, do you want it?
I got it.
Okay.
We have Wednesday, August 11th, Breaking Bobby Bones, Season 1, 8 episodes. Caesar Milan, Better Human, Better Dog, Front of the Pack, and Canine Quarantine. The Disney Channel show, Gabby Duran and the Unsittables, Season 2. And the Disney Junior Chicken Squad, Season 1. And then we got a new Marvel show premiering, Marvel What If.
Hold what on. If?
Yes.
Guys.
What?
We're not recording.
No.
It just stopped.
It said that it was recording.
Is it?
It shows it on my end.
No, okay. All right. I'm not showing it on mine. Sorry. But, yeah, we are recording. It's not, it's something happened on mine, on my screen.
Okay.
So, all right, we're good. I apologize.
You better apologize.
For once in my life, I was actually wrong. I was not right.
Okay, so let me go back to that. We have a new premiere Marvel show, Marvel What If. It's an animated series. Marvel What If flips the script on the MCU, reimagining famous events in the films in unexpected ways. It's Marvel's first animated series since the MCU started. And it features a voice cast, including a host of stars who reprise their roles.
Hmm.
I know one of the episodes is what if Peggy Carter took the serum instead of Steve Rogers and she becomes Captain Britain. And there is an episode with Black Panther and Chadwick Boseman voices that. It was recorded before he passed away.
Oh, wow.
So I'm super excited about that.
Sure. Yeah.
There's a new episode of Chip and Dale Park Life, a new episode of Monsters at Work, and a new episode of Turner and Hooch. And then on Friday, August 13th, there is a movie, Aquamarine, which is about mermaids.
And God, that then, thing's old.
Yeah, it is. My oldest daughter watched it when she was a kid. And then Shark Attack Files, Season 1, Sharks Gone Rogue. And then a new episode of Star Wars, The Bad Batch. And then that takes us to August 18th.
So just to make a little mention, that's August 13th on a Friday, my lucky day.
But it's not your birthday.
No, I missed it by a month. But, and Sheila missed it by maybe eight months. But then again, we were both born on Friday the 13th, so it's our lucky day. So, yeah. Wednesday? Or is that?
Yeah, Wednesday, August 18th.
Okay. Are you taking that one, or is that me?
That's you.
That's me. Okay. Wednesday, August 18th, we have Caesar Milan with the Better Human, Better Dog. Still Season 1 episode Pack Attack, and then Blind Faith. Then we have Disney The Owl House. We have 5 episodes coming out, which I have not seen that. Anybody else?
No.
Okay. Season, and that's already Season 2, so I'm not familiar with it.
And oh, then, no, wait. Yeah, yeah. I've seen a couple episodes of it.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, no problem.
I was thinking it was a Nat Geo.
Yeah, some of these names, that's not difficult to do. So we have Dr. Oakley Yukon Vet. I have yet to see one of these. I've heard wonderful things about it. So keep that on everybody's list. And if you can, give us a review on one of the shows that comes out. Because, we're already in season 9. And then Life Below Zero, Next Generation. We have season 1 and season 2 coming out. And then Growing Up Animal. All episodes will be streaming on season 1, which is the premiere. And this is a 6-episode intimate and extraordinary adventure of baby animals. From the safety of the womb to the uncertainty of birth and their tentative first steps. Each episode sees the incredible transformation of a different iconic animal. Full of wonder and emotion, Growing Up Animal is the magical story of a mother's instinct to nurture and her infant's drive to survive. Yeah, I will be watching this, and I will probably be watching it on when it comes out on the 18th, being the animal lover that I am. So, also, Diary of a Future President. All episodes will be streaming. I have not watched one of these yet. I've seen parts of it, but...
That's season 2.
Yeah, I know. So, this is a season 2 premiere. Season 2 of Diary of a Future President continues the origin story of Cuban-American and future leader Elena Cañero Reed as she enters the 7th grade. Told using the narration of excerpts from Elena's diary, this coming-of-age 10-episode series and family comedy follows Elena through the ups and downs of middle school, which sets her on the path to become the president of the United States. And considering the climate of Cuba and America today, hey, give it a good watch. I think this is kind of be an uplifting and enlightening thing.
Yeah, my daughter, this is one of the series that came out towards the beginning, if not right at the beginning of Disney Plus when it came out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is one that my younger daughter, oh, at the time was like 12, or really enjoyed. So I think she was that age, junior high age, and really enjoyed it. So it was a real good show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it with my daughter. She's gonna be 12.
Cool. Yep. That's I from what I understand it's done very well. So looking forward to that. We also have Chippendale Park Life, episode 104. A nut you can't refuse. That's what Sheila says to me. So Chip bargains with the wrong family of squirrels. Now he must pay the price. Ooh. Chip's desire for perfection leads to a less than relaxing vacation. And then there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Chip. So how can you not like Chippendale? We also have Monsters at Work, episode 108, Little Monsters. Tyler sees an opportunity to get promoted as jokester during Mini Monster Day at Monsters, Inc. When he is paired with Miss Flint's daughter, can he get her to laugh? Find out. Episode 108. Turner and Hooch, episode 105, Road to Smell Dorado. Scott, Hooch, and Xavier get stuck searching for a fugitive in the quirky small town of El Dorado. And then we have a What If, episode 102. What If? Flips the script on the MCU, reimagining famous events from the films in unexpected ways. Marvel Studios' first animated series focuses on different heroes from the MCU, featuring a voice cast that includes a host of stars who reprise their roles. The series is directed by Brian Andrews. A.C. Bradley is head writer. So cool. And then Friday, August 20th, Aragorn. Why does that sound familiar? Is that the dragon movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was, but I wouldn't I want to say I've actually seen it, but it's been a while.
Yeah, it was a series of books, and then they made a movie of it back in 2006.
Yeah, okay. That sounds...
The boy, he started writing it when he was 15, and it was published when he was 18 or 19.
All right. Oh, neat. Some things to look forward to in the first 3 weeks. Who's got the last week?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'll go ahead and do it.
Okay.
We have Wednesday, August 25th. We have Cesar Millan, Better Human, Better Dog. Episode Twin Trouble and Dogs versus Cats. Dr. K's Exotic Animal ER. Gigantosaurus Season 2 and Wicked Tuna Season 10.
What's Gigantosaurus?
It's a show about a dinosaur.
And they're already on Season 2. Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
It's a French-Canadian CGI preschool series, so it was on Disney Junior.
All right.
So... the next is Disney Gallery Star Wars The Mandalorian, and it's the making of the Season 2 finale. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the celebrated chapter of The Mandalorian, with a focus on the technology used for creating blank, blank, blank. I don't want to spoil it for anybody in case they haven't seen it. Surprise at the end.
I was about to spoil it, too.
I'm sure everybody that's interested has already seen it, but
yeah,
that would be interesting to see how they did it. And then we have an episode of Chippendale Park Life, Monsters at Work, Turner and Hooch, another episode of What If. And then on Friday, August 27th, we have the free premiere of Cruella.
Ooh.
So that means it's been 3 months since it came out. And if you've not seen it, it is a fantastic movie. Fantastic. That's cool. It's so good. Even my 13-year-old nephew said it was an 11 out of 10.
Wow. I've only seen the trailers, and them alone, I would probably pay. But then I'm almost too late. So
it is so good. Bill, have you seen it?
No, I'm waiting for it to come out for free or for not premiere. I was going to say, Steve, if you really want to pay, I'm sure you can send a check to Disney. I'm sure they will cash it.
Yeah, Sheila got me Black Widow when it came out, and I still haven't seen it yet.
We saw Cruella in the theaters, and we saw Black Widow in the theaters, and we paid for premiere access for both of them. They're both very good.
That's great.
Dan in Real Life, which is a movie with Steve Carell in it from 2007. That's a Fox movie. Disney Princess Remix and Ultimate Princess Celebration. And then the live-action movie, Underdog,
which is a Fox movie. Underdog. Never fear, Underdog is here. Sorry, that goes back to the original.
Just to jump back, yes. You're right. To the Disney Princess Remixed and Ultimate Princess Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
That is, well, obviously it's premiering, but it's also going to premiere on the Disney Channel on Friday night, and it's a all-new musical special. Basically, I'm guessing music and the princesses, and it's hosted by a 12-year-old social media star, Taksami Ortiz. So, if you're into Disney princesses and singing and all that stuff, I think it's something you might want to check out. But it's been a while, I guess, since they've had a Disney princess sing-along. I think it's kind of that's what it is, a sing-along.
Is that, okay, yeah.
I'm thinking that's kind of what it is. But I could be wrong.
But, I mean, they're not having, like, the original voices or anything like that, are they?
No. Looks like okay. It's pop, rock, and R&B remixes of Disney songs. Into the Unknown, Home, Almost There, Part of Your World.
Oh, Into the Unknown. If they could just do Panic at the Disco for that, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Have you guys seen anything good on Disney Plus this month?
Yes. And I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, yeah, Behind the Attraction.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I watched Playing the Sharks, the Valerie Taylor story.
Oh, yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah, that was the one I was going to pick. You took the one I was going to take. But
well, then you should have talked first.
Well, you didn't give me a chance. So I'm going to do another one.
Okay.
You probably haven't watched. This movie is called The Happiest Millionaire.
Believe it or not, I have never seen it. I know every dang song in it.
Yeah.
Fortuosity. That's the own word.
And it has...
Kurt Russell?
No.
No, Kurt Russell's not in this one.
Oh,
Leslie Ann Warren
and David. I totally forgot his name. He's passed away a couple. Well, yeah, Fred McMurray. I mean, the first Disney legend ever.
John Davidson.
That's John Davidson. That's it.
Those are the. I mean, Fred McMurray is. Yeah, could watch him in any of the ones. It's what I remember when I was, well, not that I watched it when it came out when I was younger, but when I was on the Disney Channel, probably when I was younger. So it was one of those ones I was looking forward to, and then I forgot it came out. But I was just sitting there, like, seeing Leslie Ann Warren and John Davidson as, you know, I guess 18, 19-year-olds. It's like...
John Davidson's going to be 80 this year.
No. Didn't he pass away? I think so. Recently. Very recently.
It doesn't say he's dead on Wikipedia.
Then he's... not dead. No. I must be... John, I'm sorry.
There we go. Last time it was Haley Mills on the last episode we recorded together. Now we lost John Davidson as a listener. We're going to have to start doing the death watch.
Well, it's almost like, you know, the way you say Leslie Ann Warren's name. I'm wondering if you're not, you know.
No, I wasn't going to go to ask. Going to keep it high above the, you know, she's about, you know, Haley Mills' age, so.
I think she's a little older. I saw her at D23 4 years ago. And she looks awesome. I'm not going to say anything else because my wife's sitting by me.
And it appears that Tommy Still is still alive.
Yes. I don't think he's done anything. I don't know if he's back in England or... But, yeah.
Was it a good movie, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, it's the typical 1967 in that area, a Disney live action movie that they did. And you know, it's like Steve said, the music's great. You know, it kind of not lagged a little bit in the middle, but you know, it's still a typical upbeat, typical movie. Like,
yeah,
you know, Mary Poppins and you know, those other ones. So, I recommend it.
I also watched Escape to Witch Mountain.
Oh, which version?
The first one.
Okay. My favorite. That's, I don't know. It was just so good and so spooky. Second one wasn't, you know, with Tony and Tia, wasn't as good, but...
I started watching that, but I had to go outside, so I didn't get to finish it yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's just, yeah. And I enjoyed the one with, you know, the remake. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that to see how they compare.
Yeah. It's really not a comparison.
Yeah.
It's just one of those movies. It's like, okay, we redid it. I mean, it's not like, what's the one they keep remaking? Help me out here. The one parents, the twins.
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap. It's not like the Parent Trap where it's almost the same dang script, you know, 30 years apart. But, which I kind of like that when they don't do that. Because Sheila and I actually watched Parent Trap, the original, and Parent Trap, the remake, the second remake, like a day apart. And it was just, I mean, literally almost used the same script, which is okay. It was a good take, but sometimes it's better to let the directors do what they want. Sometimes.
I'm waiting for The Watcher in the Woods.
The original or the remake?
The original with Betty Davis.
That is creepy. I can't believe that was Disney, but then again, it was Disney in the 70s.
1980.
Was it 80? Was it really?
I saw that when I was a kid, I remember, but I want to watch it again.
Right.
And then I watched The Mysterious Benedict Society, which has been good.
I've really enjoyed that.
It's a little different than the book, if anybody's read it, but...
Nope, I haven't read it.
Not too much.
It is kind of comparable with A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, slightly comparable. The characters...
It's reminiscent of it.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, it's a different storyline. You don't have the same type of villain. And I just think the performances from the kids is just fantastic. And, you know, Tony Hale's Tony Hale. I mean, I'm only through the third episode. I don't think he's really come out like all the way with his acting. I think he's just, I don't know. It's just a good show.
There has been a recent announcement of two new Marvel series that are coming out this year. They've been announced, but the fact that they're coming out in 2021 was a surprise to a lot of people. Hawkeye.
I've heard rumor, but not a confirmation.
It's coming in late 2021. And you need to watch Black Widow all the way through the end scene.
Got it.
And that's going to be 6 episodes. And then Miss Marvel is going to be 6 episodes. She assumes the role of Miss Marvel in the comic books as handed down from Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel. And she, Miss Marvel, will also be in the sequel to Captain Marvel, which is called The Marvels.
Marvelous.
So that'll be interesting. And then, as I was looking that up, Marvel What If is going to be 23 episodes.
Wow.
So, lots of good stuff if you're a Marvel fan.
Which I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see, I think cinematic-wise, how they transition everything with the next big screen one, which is...
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
It's that one?
Yeah, it comes out Labor Day weekend.
Wow.
It looks amazing. I'm so excited.
I have not seen anything on it.
I saw the trailer at Cruella and Black Widow.
Okay.
It looks really good.
All right, guys. Anything else for this evening for Disney Plus?
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything. Other than I need to start watching some more Disney Plus. But
yeah, I know.
Maybe next month will be Bill's month for Swamp Fox.
Yeah.
Only hope.
Can't you get that on YouTube?
Yeah, but it's not. It's at this point. It's the principle of it.
I got you. Okay, I understand.
You know, and I can only call Chapek like every 3 months to allow me to talk to him. And you know,
every time I get a chance, restraining order.
Yeah, and I keep on wanting to ask about that, but I ask for Haley Mills' phone number, and he says I don't have it, Bill. She hasn't worked for the studios for years.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. On that note.
So, anyway, maybe if you get a chance, you can go to Destination D. Bob Chapek will be there. But you probably will not with that restraining order.
That's true.
Well, you'll have to sit in the back, maybe. It won't be so bad with handcuffs. Restraints. Security detail. Tasers. Can't nothing big.
Till October to see what it's like when I go through the gate for the first time now.
Yeah. You'll look like Hannibal Lecter in the little chair with the mask on. All right. Speaking of which, Destination D, before we sign off, guys, any plans?
For what?
To go.
Where? Oh,
Destination D. Sorry.
I have a room waitlisted, but it depends on when the tickets come out too. There's nothing DVC related available.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, well, that's the week before Thanksgiving too.
Yeah.
The weekend before Thanksgiving.
I would love to go. I'm working on it.
Yeah, same here. Thing is, will we get tickets?
Yeah, that's another thing. There's a lot of variables.
All right. So that's going to wrap us up for the night, for the month. And we will look forward to another great September of Disney Plus Take 4, Snakebite minus one.
So, all right. Good night.
Hopefully, Patrick. Did we never actually, we just mentioned Snakebite. We didn't actually mention what happened to him.
He thinks he got bitten by a small black snake.
Okay. So hopefully it was just a black snake, nothing else.
Yeah.
All right. Get well, Patrick. I think he's just ducking me. He ducked me when I was down in Disney last week. Okay. Guys, thank you so much for everything. So we'll say goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody.